Hashem, not seven o'clock. Okay.
Very close to Shabbat.
You can leave earlier. Leave when you want. What? Good morning, Ruben. You ready? Today we're going to go back to the Mishnah just for the some people yesterday weren't here, and also for the schus of the camera. The camera has a schus. Maybe some Jews.
21A.
21A. Now we start the Mishnah at the bottom of Mishnah. First, hold your mic. Everyone's ready? That is here. Ruben's here. Fine. We're going to start with the Mishnah. Again, we'll go back to the Mishnah. Chaf Av Amnav 21a. So Nazir shayse yayin kol hayom ein chayav al achas. A Nazir who is drinking wine the whole day. We know a Nazir is usher for him to drink wine, right? He's usher to drink wine. It's become tamei from a beis hakvaros, and also to take a haircut. So Amar lo, they said to him, al tishte. If they told him, don't drink, right? Let's say he drinks. Before he takes another drink, they warn him again, don't drink, or you'll get malchus. Right? Vuchai said he drinks. Chayiv al kol achas va'achas. He's chayiv in every single one. Every time he drinks, he's chayiv another malchus. And the same is going to be for tamei mace and for shaving. The same halacha. Hayim v'tama l'mesin. Let's say he's becoming tamei mace kol hayom. Ein chayiv ela achas. He's only chayiv one time. He's tamei mace, he's only chayiv one time. Even if he's tamei mace the whole day. However, if they tell him, don't become tummy. And then again they tell him, don't become tummy. Chayiv al kol achas v'achas. He's chayiv. He's chayiv in everyone. Right? We've mentioned yesterday, this case, meaning, what happened? He became tummy mace. Then he stopped becoming tummy mace. Let's say he stopped touching the mace, according to some Rishon. He walked out of the Beis HaKvaros. And again we warned him, don't go into the Beis HaKvaros, or you'll get Malchus. Then he's going to get Malchus for every time. We said, Al Tatame, for who Metame? Chayiv al kol achas v'achas, he's chayiv every time. The same thing with shaving, for shaving also, the same thing would be for shaving. Ha'imigaleach kol hayom, also if he's shaving the whole day. In chayiv al achas, chayiv once, we tell him, don't shave your nazi, stay the thing, your haircut. Then he's chayav once before his haircut in the barbershop. Two edim come and say, don't take a haircut, or you get malchus. And he takes the haircut. You get one malchus. Al tegalech. Every time the barber starts shaving and starts giving the haircut, they tell him, you're not going to get a haircut, you chayav malchus. Every time he's chayav another malchus. Chayav al kol achas v'achas. Now, how does it work with kilayim? What's the thing with kilayim with shatnez? Shatnez. How many Yisurim do you get? You put on Shatnez one time in the morning. Right? You put on Shatnez one time in the morning. How many Yisurim do you get?
One
of the 10. So it seems like you should get only one. For the Mishnah it sounds like, Hala lovish kil'ayim kol'ayim. It seems like you're wearing kil'ayim the whole day. And the chayiv al-achas, you only chayiv one time in the morning. Someone tells you, see that fancy suit you're wearing? It's Shatnez. You only chayiv once.
Now is that per article or per...
For sure, per article. It'll be a separate Isser. They warned you on article Yechai. However, we'll see in the Gemara that it's a little bit different. But Amrulay al Toba Shaltavish, every time they tell him, don't wear it, right? Even though he's in the middle of wearing it still, he says, don't wear it. But who pushes the Levish? And he takes it off, puts it back on. Chayav al kol achas v'achas Yechayv in every time. So the guy's wearing his jacket, he puts on his jacket, he's cold. He tells him, don't put it on. It's shiny. He puts it on. Takes it off. He warms up. And he gets cold again. He wants to put it back on. He tells him, don't do it. It's shiny. Again, he's a chayef for every single time. But let's turn to the Chafa Avon base 21 feet. Yesh chayrish slam echad. You can have, there is a scenario of someone who plows one row. The chayef alav mishum shmoyna lavin. He's chayef for 8 lavin. In this one action of plowing, he gets 8 lavin. What's the case? Hacharish b'shar. First of all, hacharish b'shar b'chamar. It's an ox and a donkey together, so it's kilayim, that's one. Good? Vehein mukdashin. And they both are already sanctified. What does it mean over here? It doesn't mean hektish. It means, the Gemara is going to say, it means they're both already sanctified to be, because they're a bechar, they're a firstborn animal, so they have kedusha on them. And the Isser, you're not allowed to work with a Bukhar. So is the right to work, make your Bukhar work? So you just did 2 Isser. Because you worked with the Shar and with the Khamar. So let's say it's a Khamar that's 3. The Kilayim Makaran. And you're plowing over Kilayim. Shan is in the vineyard. So it's a 4th Isser. Uba Shvis, as the 7th year, which is Shemitah. That's going to be 5. Viyamtav, and it's Yamtav, which is 6. You're plowing the Yantav. The Kayin v'Nazir b'Beis HaTumah. And the 7th and 8th is a Kayin, he's a Kohen. And he's a Nazir in a Beis HaKvar, so he's not allowed to be there. So it's another, that's going to be 8 Yisurim. 8 Yisurim at one time. In one action, you got 8 Yisurim.
Chananya. Nazir gets a lot just from being there?
Yeah, just for walking into the Beis HaKvar, we're going to be there, Rivan's going to bring the lab. Just for walking in, the Rivan's going to bring the Pasuk. Yeah, and a kain also just for walking into the earth, for making themselves tummy.
I would understand, but Nazir.
Nazir
is to eat, right?
No, the Nazir is 3 things. He can't eat or drink anything with wine, he can't become tummy to a mace, and he can't take a haircut.
So the problem here is only
tum. Tum, yeah.
It's
so
not that he's near grapes. So.
Yeah, no, it's not. Yeah. It's a different. It happens to be right, but I don't say it's a derisive. We say he shouldn't even get near the grapes. It's a different halacha. So we don't even let him get near the grapes. Over here, it sounds like right. Our main issue is right now the tumah. Fine. Comes Chanani ben Chachinai and says, "I can figure out a scenario where at the same time you get 80 surin af halav is kilayim. Even if he was wearing kilayim, he also gets another iser. He said, I have a 9th iser. He said, I have a 9th iser. Amrulai, they said to him, any hashem. That's not part of the name, meaning that's not counted. That wasn't part of your action of the plowing. It wasn't in the action of plowing. It's a side thing. So Amar Lahem, so he said back to them, if so, Av HaNazir Lavu Hashem. Also the fact that he's a Nazir, and the Rivan says also that he's a Kayin, also isn't part of this one act of plowing. It's a side thing. It happens to be he's a Kayin or a Nazir. It's not directly related to this thing that he's plowing. It's a different issue. One issue of the plowing. So another issue that after you walked into Beis HaKvaros when you're a Nazir and a Kayin. So that's also not related. So it should come in, you should only have 6. If you don't come, if you don't like my 9th case, because it's not part of the plowing, so your 7th and 8th case also weren't part of the plowing. It happens to be he was a Kayin and a Nazir in a Beis HaKvaros. It wasn't part of the plowing. It happens to be the plowing is in a Beis HaKvaros, but that wasn't directly related. Therefore, according to you, it should only be that you have 6 at a time. Let's see the Rivan. There's one Rivan at the bottom of Chafaf Amar Aleph. Said, "Hey, Lavish Kilayim." Someone who's wearing Kilayim says, "Echad min Ashuk." Now we're talking about some guy, a person from the market of a light Nazir. We're not talking about a Nazir anymore. Being in the Mishnah was Nazir. Now we're talking about a regular person. Let's see the top of Chafaf Amar Beis. Yesh Chayrish Talam Echad. Yesh Oyber Balei Sachrish B'Shav Chamar. A person could transgress the Ister Deraisa that says, "Do not plow." With an ox and a donkey together, it's a derisa of kilayim. You're mixing. So a person could be doing this. Vinil katim alav, and he could collect on him, he's going to collect with it, isurim harbe. Many isurim im oise lav lavad, while doing that lav alone. So with this lav alone, he's going to end up getting a lot more isurim. Now comes everybody and says, we're not trying to give you a case of the most isurim you could get for doing multiple things at once. Say, well, in this likas, we're not dealing with shechirish the kama shvarim that you're plowing with a few oxen, the kama chamorim, and a few donkeys, right? Very milk. And behold, milkatim isurim harbe. You're collecting money isurim alav on it, right? Say, because you could say if the guy is taking five oxen and five donkeys, you're getting five isurim kalai. Take eight oxen and eight donkeys. Right. So he's saying we're not trying to figure out a case that you do a lot of things at one time. We're trying to find l'chol apachas kamar. We're saying the least, the minimum. What's the minimum case you can use the minimum amount of kilayim and at the same time the minimum actions still get more yisurim. But a lot of kilayim koi, and we're going on the lab of kilayim. Lilka the lab kol yisurim shu yachol. What's he? How many yisurim is he able to collect and able to gather while doing this isra of kilayim? So we said, you take a shor nechamar. Vehein mukdashin, we say they are hekdash. So everyone, when you read the Mishnah, what do you think mukdashin means? You think it means that they belong to hekdash, maybe. Come to right away, it says, the Gemara mukila and the Gemara we're going to establish the Bechar. The reason why they're holy is because they're holy. They have the holiness of the Bechar. Ubechar shar upetach amar. We're referring to a bechar shar, which is the firstborn ox, and a petach hamar, the hamar which needs to be redeemed. Right, so we spoke yesterday. Usually, what do you do to bechar? You give it to the kayin, and he brings the carbon, and he eats the rest. The hamar is not kosher, a donkey. So then you have to either redeem it, or if you're not going to redeem it for a kosher animal, you have to break its neck. Oh. So what's the isur here? So whether it's the bechar, if it's the shar, or it's the chamar, which is supposed to be redeemed, if you work with them, the ka'avar bahen, you transgress with them, mishum because of leisavayid bechar sheirecha. Don't work with the bechar of your ox. Ba'alivu de Rabbi Yehuda. And we're going according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. We're going according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar of the Parakam of Bechar, it says in the first Parak of Bechar, Peter Chamar, Aser Bahana, a Peter Chamar is Aser Bahana. Why? Where's the pasuk that tells me if it's a donkey? It says, the Bechal Lestavadu, it's in the rule of Lestavad. So we're saying it's in the Isser, when it says don't work with the animal of Bechar, even though it said Shar, it really also includes a Chamar. But what do you mean? Va'af al-gavin, even though the bekruxiv in the pasuk writes b'char shayrecha, which seems like it's only your firstborn ox and not your donkey, because it says specifically shayrecha in the Torah. Ihu darishle, he makes the drasha of b'char shayrecha, the firstborn of your ox. Lemi'ud shutzvis, to exclude partners. If your partner is on the b'char, then it does not become a b'char. It has no kedushas b'char. But loyally we do Petachamar, not to exclude Petachamar. He's saying, what does the pasuk Bechar Sharecha teach me? It tells me the Bechar of Sharecha, your Shar, right? And not if it belongs to two people. It's only when it's yours, it belongs to one person. And not when it belongs to two people. That's what the pasuk of Bechar Sharecha teaches me. So very simple. So according to this Pshat, Nerivan, now Mishnah says, your Shar and your Chamar are Kaidish. It means literally, your Shar, you use your Shar which has Kedusha. And your chamar, which also has kedusha, because the chamar does get kedushas bechar. That's according to this pshat. Inami, he said maybe there's another pshat. Masnisin, our mishnah, it's not only Rabbi Yehuda. Masnisin keman, our mishnah is going according to he who the memaet petach chamar mehacha. He excludes petach chamar from this pasuk, right? And he says bechar shayrecha means only your ox has kedusha. And not your donkey. So then, how does he explain our Mishnah? What's the iser of our Mishnah that you use your donkey? But there's no iser we said to use your donkey. What's the third iser in our Mishnah? So he says, you must say, Shor v'chamar d'ktani b'masnisin. When we taught Shor and Chamar in our Mishnah, lav dafka, it's not specifically a really a Shor and a Chamar. Really, the Shor v'seko amar. We're really saying it could have been an ox and a sheep. And therefore, they both have issue, they both have kedushas bechar on them. V'hai, de nakat chamar, and this that we took on, the Mishnah said, the scenario of a chamar, even though it was really a sheep. Mishamalish did the krah, because of the terminology of the pasuk. They got a kilayim, because by kilayim with animals, k'siv shavah chamar. But v'hu adin. L'chos, you mean, with the same halacha for any two species is also kilayim. So we have two pshatim in our Mishnah. Right? If we ask you on a quiz. Well, our Mishnah says that the hein mukdash and they are kaidish. Now, what does it mean? It means your shara is kaidish. Fine, that's one case. You're using your shara, which is holy, right? Which you're not allowed to make it work. And what's the second case? So according to the first pshat of the Rivan, you were actually plowing with a chamar. Right. And a chamar has kedusha. Rivan according to opinion, chamar has kedusha. Or the Rivan's second pshat is, really a chamar doesn't have kedusha. And what's really the scenario of our Mishnah? The scenario really is a shara and a sheep, for example. A different species. It's not a chamar, which is going to have kedusha on it. So Rivan says, so why did you say chamar? Because that's just a classic case of the Torah for kilayim, for the first case of the Mishnah. First case was it was kilayim, and that's the classic case. So we said that case of shara and a chamar, really the case of Mishnah for the next case we see, it has to be a shara and a seh. A shara and a seh. Let's just see what we have for a second, which we said yesterday. What's the two sheep that's in Bukharas had to understand Bukhar Sharecha? Okay. One sheep that says, the public says, don't work with the ox, the Bukhar, your firstborn of your ox. So first sheep that says, exclude partners. So if there's partners, then there's no kedusha. Right. But donkeys, they will have kedusha. Right. We're just excluding partners. Mm-hmm. So according to the Shita, donkeys have kedusha. Mm-hmm. You can explain our Mishnah. The case is that Hamar had kedusha. But according to the other man, the Amar, that says, when it says Sheirecha, it's not telling you your ox. It's telling you shar, an ox. The main thing is shar. Only an ox has kedusha. Right? But a donkey has no kedusha because it's not an ox. So according to him, what does our Mishnah mean when it says chamar? It doesn't really mean chamar. It really means you had a shar and a seh, a shar and a sheep. That's the other thing. It's a two pshat Rabban. According to the two shitas in Becharis, how to understand our Mishnah. Our Mishnah makes sense. Good. Fine. Baruch Hashem. That's the first part of the Rabban. What?
You're gonna plow with a sheep.
This is the example that you are plowing, or another type of thing. He said any two meanings. He said either you're plowing, the point is that you're plowing, you put the animals together. It's true, you don't usually plow with the sheep, but.
Especially with the difference between a shore and a sheep, the yoke won't even hold.
Fine, he said, or any two meanings. He said it could be any other meaning. A shore and a horse. But a horse, again, you wouldn't have a problem. Paul Bachar. Again, there's no problem, Bachar. But we need a case that for some reason, we need a kosher animal for some reason. I don't know what the guy would be doing. We could be doing with a shore.
Shore and a giraffe.
A shar, but I don't know if you can bring a shreff or a carbon either.
Why not? It's a kosher animal.
It's a kosher animal.
Kosher.
You say you could bring a carbon, what carbon you can bring? A carbon shlomim from a giraffe?
Then the star,
why not?
The giraffe.
Okay, I was just making a joke. Any kosher animal, I was just
making a joke. No, I don't know a giraffe. I don't know if you can bring for a carbon a giraffe.
Well,
I don't know if you can bring a carbon. I don't think you can bring a carbon for a giraffe or a carbon. It's only certain animals.
He does say that it's kosher to a shochet to eat.
Yeah, they have the sheet. Right, our sheet is to say where they really, it's interesting, we had a draft that some people say we don't know where to shacht it, but really the real pshat is that we know where to shacht it. Some people say Masorah, some people say that Nachon, that we don't have a Masorah exactly on it. Or really, one of the real answers is Rybalski, some of the Rybalski says because the meat's not good meat. That's another reason why you're not going to shacht it. He says it's disgusting, it's not good meat. He's saying, even Gayan, they don't eat draft meat.
That's a good point, actually.
They're not interested. It's like not a good meat, they say. It's very little meat and it's not good meat. It's a giraffe.
There's a lot of meat.
Rybalski said it. Some people don't do Rybalski share this. Some people say giraffe, we don't eat because we don't know where to shacht it. They say we do know where to shacht it. Some people say there's no masara. Also, he says no good meat anyway.
Supermarkets.
If it was good meat. He said not good meat.
Yeah.
Fine.
Protected animal.
Right? Fine, get giraffe neck. Fine.
Any two kosher animals.
Yeah, fine. So that's the first part of the Rivan. Just understand what's the case of our Mishnah. So it's interesting. The Rivan's second shot is that our Mishnah doesn't really mean you were doing a shar and a chamar. It really means a shar and a sheep or a shar and another animal. Fine. Now, Kazi Rivan said, I think I have another isser here. If you really plow with something which is a bachar, you have another issue. You have an issue of called mi'iwa. L'char, you're doing another lav in the Rivan wants to know. You're doing the lav of Mi'ila. What's Mi'ila? Mi'ila is to use something which belongs to Hektish. Right? So he's asking, a bechar, it doesn't belong to regular people, and it seems to have some level of kedusha. There should be iser deraisa, me'ila on it. So if you're using these animals, so besides for using the bechar, besides for getting the iser of working with an animal that's a bechar, should also get the iser of me'ila. That's his question that he wants to know. So if I was going to explain at length and try to prove to us that there's no me'ila over here, a bechar, first of all, bechar, it's not, it, right now it belongs to the kohen, and it's more like kachim kalim. So you say two things. First of all, at this point, it does not belong to Hekdash. When do you get to Isra Mi'ilo? When something that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash belongs to Hekdash, right? Over here, when you owe a Bechar, it doesn't belong to Hekdash now. You know what it belongs to? Belongs to? The Kohen. The which Kohen? The family of Kohen. The Kohen family. That's what it belongs to. It doesn't belong to any specific Kohen. It belongs to the Kohen. It belongs to the Kohanim in general. So it belongs to the Kohanim. So therefore, it's not going to be Isra Me'ila. Even if you took work to the Bechar now, you're doing the Isra, you're not supposed to work with the Bechar because that's Kedusha. But you're not doing the Isra of Me'ila. Then he's also going to go on to explain that also, he's going to try to prove that the Kachim Kalim also, there's two types of Karbanis, there's two levels in Karbanis. There's the lower level, the Kachim Kalim, there's a higher level, Kachim Kachim. Right? So he's going to also explain that also Kachim Kalim in general also do not have Me'ila in or is it, let's we'll see the we'll go through Rivan, we'll see his point. That, in the beginning, he wants to know why is there no another let's say a ninth Isra of Me'ila. He said because right now it belongs to the Kohanim and not the Hekdash. Let's see further in the Rivan. Umishum hana'a, and because of the benefit, the mishani me Hekdash, that you're having benefit from Hekdash, the havalei hezid b'me'ila, and you're doing. You're being amazed at the Me'ila. And if you use something intentionally, which belongs to the to the Hekdash, you should get Malkus. He says, no. Fly lucky. You're not going to get Malkus for this. Why? The Bechar lav bar Me'ilahu. Bechar is not in the category, it's not a son, it's not in the category of getting the Isra Deraisa of Me'ila. Why? Why not? The ha, behold, Mama Nekayinu. It's the money, it's considered the money of the Kohen. The ain me'ila ella the kachya gavaya, the mikachya Hashem, that the mikachya gavaya. There's only me'ila with something which is a higher kedusha, which means it's already in the Beis HaMikdash. Even though it has a kedusha that is sanctified to go to the kahanim, there's no me'ila. Why? The mikachya Hashem k'siv. The pasuk by me'ila said that has to be kaddish to Hashem. So kaddish to Hashem is a higher level than even be kaddish to a sanctified that has to go to a kain. So he's saying. There could be a later stage in by Bechar, well, there will be Me'ila. But not in the beginning before it's sacrificed. It says, V'ein Me'ila b'Bechar, Ella. There's no Me'ila, you can't do the Isra of Me'ila, of benefiting from this animal by Bechar. Ella b'nenem and he'imurim, only once you benefit from the limbs, achar zrikas tamim, after the blood is sprinkled. Do you know, because they are l'gavayinu, then that has to go on high. So after they slaughter the animal, and you have the body parts that need to go on to them as Be'ach, so these are designated for the Beis HaMikdash for the Zeus. So then there will be Me'ila. But until that stage, it's considered Mamun Kai, it's the money of the coin. Therefore, there's no Isra Deraisa Me'ila. You can't give me Malkus for also, so when I'm playing with this animal, it's still alive. I'm not going to get the Isra of Me'ila. Oh. So now he wants to bring a proof also. Once this is really the main point we wanted to know for us. That for Bechar, there's no Me'ila. And once Rivan said this, he wants to tell us, by the way, you should just know anyway, all Kachim Kalim, anything that go, Karbanis that go into the category of Kachim Kalim, anyway, don't have Me'ila. It's another. He said, only Kachi Kach Mesbi. He says, but who I didn't, this is the same rule, L'chol Kachi Kal. For all Karbanis that go under the category of Kachi Kal, lighter Kaidish, there's not going to be Me'ila. And Ube Kachi Kachin, but when it's the higher Kedusha. Yesh Ben Me'ila, L'fnezri Kastamen. If it's Kachi Kachim, then it has Me'ila on it even before you sprinkle it. Then they're already designated to on high. They have to go on high. It's already the considered part of the Beis HaMikdash. But over there, by Kachi Kachim, it's the opposite. So by Kachi Kachim, until you sprinkle the blood, they're considered Kachi Kachim, there's Me'ila. And then afterwards, there's no more Me'ila. Ava Moshe Nizrak Adam, but once you sprinkle the blood over there, Zachu Bahu Kahanim, Mishol Chagoy, the Kahanim merit to it, they get it from on high. Vavali Mamakai, and then at that stage, belongs to the Kayin. There ain't by Me'ila, and there's no Me'ila. So you have to keep track in the karma what stage it's in. So if it's Kachim Kalim, right? So then it's not going to be Me'ila in the beginning, only sprinkling. Then only the parts that have to go onto the Mizbeach become Mamun Gavayin, right? By kachim, the animal itself will automatically from the beginning have me'ila, right? And the emurim, obviously, that has to go onto the mizbeach will also have me'ila. But the part that goes to the kayin, so now it's considered money of the kayin, won't have me'ila anymore. So it depends who it goes to, who it's supposed to go to at this point.
Right.
Yeah, because let's say Bukhar, it goes to the kayin, he keeps it, so it stays, it's still mom and kayin. Yeah, let's say Bukhar, he gets the body parts, yeah, he gets the parts you could eat. Yeah. Oh. So you want to bring out that side point, they should know that the whole, that there's the way it works. And this also, you could prove this from Mesechtos Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph. What does the Gemara say over there? Something interesting. Let's say you chop off the horn of a carbon oila or a carbon, Rabbi, it's ever Rosh Hashanah, you need a shofar. So you say, oh, I have my carbon in my backyard that's supposed to be a carbon oila. Let me chop off the horn and use that for my shofar.
Yeah, balmum.
Fine, you won't, it's a different issue, but did I get now? It's true. The animal will be a balmum. I won't eat it. It could be, it'll be a balmum also.
And then it can never be
an idol. But here we want to know what about
maybe
the fact.
Maybe it wasn't before Shkita.
For sure it was. Yeah, because it was.
It wasn't before Shkita. It was just before
Shkita. Nachon, technically, it could also be, you're right, any stage that's not yet yours yet.
Nachon. It would be better to say that. Now it's not a balmum. Proper
carbon
mistake. You went and you took the horn.
Yeah.
After it was shefted before it's because
done. Oh, so Rabbi wants to say, what's the case for me? He wants to give us a case that what happened? You already shefted this carbon. You shefted it. You already said it's not a balmum. You already shefted it. After you shefted it, it's Erev Rosh Hashanah. I need a shofar. Mm-hmm. So let me chop off the shofar from the animal.
Mm-hmm.
The dead animal. Which right now, since we didn't do this riki yet, doesn't belong yet to the kayan yet. Mm-hmm. It's still considered hektish. And let me blow. Use the shofar. That's what I want to blow.
Maybe a
kain
did it. That's why he was there.
Yeah, kain maybe. Oh, so what does it say over there? The shofar shall oila. If you take a shofar of oila, lo yitaka. You're not gonna blow with it. You're not gonna blow with it. The imtaka. If you already blew with it, yatsa. Then you are yatsa. You are yatsir mitzvah.
Why?
We're gonna see soon. Because we'll explain it soon. If it's a shofar of oila, and then you are yatsa. The shofar shall shlamim. However, if it's a shofar of a shlamim. Lo yitaka, you also not let it blow. Ve'im taka, but if you blew with it, lo yatsa. Say, if you took it from a carbon ayla, then you get your mitzvah. If you took it from a carbon shlamim, you don't get your mitzvah. Oh, commonly wise in my time. I think Mara asked, what's the reason? Say like this. Ayla, the bas me'ilihi, ayla, carbon ayla, belongs to hektish, right now at this stage. So there is me'ilah on it, we said, right? It's a kachim kachim. You didn't sprinkle it, it's kachim kachim. There's still me'ilah on it. Right? Kiven the ba of anafkul chulin. Since you did me'ila, what's the halacha by me'ila? Halacha rule by me'ila is once you do the isra of me'ila, this thing loses its status of hektish. That's the rule. So in the case of ayla, once you already used it, you did an isra of me'ila, it lost its kedusha. So therefore, you get your mitzvah.
Okay, but since the ma'al that you made.
Kiven the ma'al. Nafkul chulin, kiven the ma'al ba. Since you did me'ila.
Not
what's that?
Not.
Not because that's a chulin. But shlamim the law of name ilan and shlamim which is not a son of ilan because it's kachim kalim like that's Revan's trying to prove on kachim kalim there's no me'ila. This is proof there's no me'ila. So come out if you do worse you gain a little bit if you use kachim you get the isa deraisa me'ila. The rule is once you use it for your personal use it can't be kaidish anymore. It goes out of kedusha so you could get your mitzvah. But if it was kachim kalim, it was a carbon shlamim. Therefore, once you do it, once you do a kachim kalim, therefore, there's no me'ila over there. So it never went out to become yours. So therefore, you can't be yetzir mitzvah. This proven in a few places that kachim kalim do not have me'ila. Kachim kalim, like we see over here, won't have me'ila. You wouldn't take that. And kachim do have me'ila, at least on those parts until you can sprinkle the blood. Kachim will have me'ila. So that's 3 months trying to prove kachim have me'ila, kachim kalim anyway wouldn't have me'ila. So really he started off saying maybe you should get it, maybe Bukhar you're using it you should get me'ila. So he's saying 2 things. First of all, it's still a Bukhar, it's still the Kayans. Right? What was Rivan's question? I have a 9th Isser. You're doing me'iler, you're using zavut shvus hekdesh. Because first of all, in your case, you were in Bukhar, now it still belongs to the kohen. That's first of all. Therefore, at this stage, it's the kohen's, these parts, so therefore, it's not a problem me'ilah. Second of all, kachem kal don't have me'ilah. My whole issue me'ilah is only by kachem anyway.
Right.
So he's saying the whole thing is going to be like, so every, it's probably more, I'm sure, as me'ilah, as question of the it's going to be coming out that it's a mitzvah baba, it's a mitzvah baba there. That when you're doing me'ilah, okay, it's a, question, it's a good question. But my son here, he's not really focusing on that so much. But it's a mitzvah baba there. He's talking about amazing. Right, he's talking about amazing. That's a good question.
He says
Yoyotzi,
it's interesting.
Yeah, this guy says Yoyotzi. I don't know the answer. I don't know how he could be answering Mitzvah Baba Vera. Second, let's look up for a second. Obviously, it's interesting though. There are Rishonim that say that when the Mishnah, there's a Rashi, not a Masech Lamila, says that we were speaking about earlier. What's the Isser for the Chamar? So according to Rabbi Yehuda, we said there's the Isser to use a Chamar, but Chamar also has Kedusha on the Chamar. Right? So the Chamar also has Kedusha. So what about according to the opinion that Chamar doesn't have Kedusha? Right? So the Pasuk only says Sheirecha. So Rashi learns. The chamar, the issue you're getting is mi'ilah. That's a rashi. You know, there is a rashi that says that. That is the issue. The issue really is mi'ilah. That's the issue you'll get for chamar. It's interesting. But let's try to see the gemara. Amar Rabibi, Amar Rabbi Yossi. Sorry, we didn't finish the rashi. He's on the Mishnah. Let's try to finish the rashi on the Mishnah. Uklai v'karen. So, the Rivan's quoting the gemara, we're going to say soon. The machasi bahadi da'azal that you covered over while you were going. And you're chayav for planting. So it's interesting. The Ravon's learning that the case of plowing is since you're going with your plow, you're actually covering over seeds. There are already seeds on the ground, it sounds like. When you're going through with your plow, you're covering over the seeds and you're chayav for planting kelayim. So we'll see in the Gemara this case that the Gemara is going to speak about it more at this case. V'yamta, we said also was yamta. The ka'avir harisha v'yamta. You did harisha, you're plowing on yamta. And then the seventh and eighth Isra was kayan v'hu nazir. Kayan, he is a nazir. He's a kohen and a nazir at the same time. V'haylach v'makab tuma. He's going in a place that's tame. Achar mecharisha. So he's going after his plow. Why is he going here? The animal's plowing. What's he doing here? He's going after his plow. He's walking after the plow, behind the plow. He's walking in. There is one lam mishum kayin lenefesh leitana ba'amo. Right. So here's the yisur. First of all, you're getting an iser for a kayin that it says to a soul you should not become tummy in your nation. The chad mishum nazir al kol nefashas meis lo yavi. Also for nazir, it says you shouldn't become tummy meis. Comes chanani mechachinoy and says you also get a ninth iser if you're wearing kilayim. Comes the mishnah and says back, no, ina hashem. In Hashem, in lav nilkat alav, this lav is not gathered with it. Mishum charisha, ela mishum levisha. This is not an iser because of plowing. Rather, it's a new iser because of what you're wearing. So you can't connect it with the ar isurim in plowing. So you tell him, if so, af nazir. I say here, Fred, this is what you said yesterday. Rivan says af nazir v'kayin kam. It means also nazir kavalei daik. It means if you're telling me that the fact that he's wearing shatnez is not connected to the plowing. So your scenario also that he was a kohen and a nazir in the midst of kvaras also wasn't connected to the plowing, right? He happened to be following the plow, but wasn't in the plowing. So there also you shouldn't count him. Any Hashem, any lav shaloi, his lav does not bottle love. His lav does not come in it mishum charisha because of plowing. Ella mishum knisa shenichnas lamakam tomah because you came into a place of tomah, but it was not connected It wasn't connected to the plowing.
So does that mean that we don't have eight, we only have six lavin now?
According to him, yes. There'll only be six.
I know, I'm talking to him, but what's the conclusion of that? I mean, there was no refutation of that in the Mishnah. You know, he was arguing at the Tanakhama, and the Tanakhama didn't respond back.
So it could be Tanakhama, it's not exactly the same thing as they're asking on him, because in their case, it could be he was a little bit part of the plow. He was following the plow, it could be he was helping the plow. By him being there, it could be he was a little bit connected with the plowing. You see? And their question on Shan is his jacket, and nothing to do with the climb, could have been wearing a leather jacket. The plowing and his being and his wearing the jacket are not connected. But it could be that him being there and the plowing are connected. By him being in the basic course, he's following the plow, whatever he's doing, he's getting involved, could be somewhat connected to the plowing.
So then we would say that the conclusion is there are eight.
They really are. I mean, that's what it seemed like. It seemed like they went against it. He's saying, but according to your way of thinking, it's not exactly directly connected. Your cases aren't exactly. I mean, there's obviously a difference between his case and their cases. His case, you're wearing a jacket. Their case, it was he's in there, he's doing the plowing, he's following the plow, he's involved a little bit in the plowing. But his point was, if you're telling me it has to be directly connected, your cases also aren't directly connected to the plowing. Can be they hold, it's not direct, but it's more connected than you. Tanakam Kado is more connected than you. Your case is time a jacket on it. Our case is involved in the plowing, it's more connected. That's Pashas the Machlekes. That he's like, why are you telling me it's not connected? You're not either connected. The Tanakam Kado were enough involved that were considered part of this plowing. That's where I understood the Mishnah. Let's see Chavetz Chaim. Shweis HaLashon. Baruch Hashem. Chapter 3. Shweis HaLashon, Shai Zechiru, chapter 3. Says, we want to also say, this that David HaMelech said, that the Etzem Chaim HaNeschim, the Teos Elam Hazbe Shweis HaLashon, why is this world and the next world dependent on Shweis HaLashon? We started by Gimel, page Yud Zayin. Ki Yaduah, who is known, Sha'akein Nikris Nishmaseh Shal Adam Shem Nishmas Chaim. A person's neshama is called nishmas chayim. They're living neshama. Avor, why? Sheba yichya adam chayin etzna. With this, a person will live for eternity. However, what happens to someone who speaks lashon hara? Ubaal lashon hara nishmasa hakdaisha. His holy neshama mistalakas mimenu. So his neshama leaves. Avor, is that because of this? When Shemar Zayar Kadosh Baruch Hu said the Zayar, someone who speaks lashon hara's neshama leaves him. So Shama leaves him, he can't be acquiring everlasting life and filling himself up with Torah and mitzvahs if he's not going to be, if the Shama is not there. The Gam Ba'ilma said, even in this world, Uta Sheva Olav Yisurim, a person who speaks Lashon Hara, it will come on him many problems and hardships. These are the fruits of this bitter sin. Like I said in the first Mishnah, right? It says, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. The other part of Mishnah people don't like or they don't know. It says over there also Lashon Hara Keneged Kulam. I said just like Talmud Torah, you eichel peres day and ba'ilu mazeh, you eat the peres in this world, and you reap the benefits in Olam Haba. Lashon Hara also, you eat the fruits in this world and reap the non benefits in the next world. Shenifra nazeh ha'avim and adam mazeh. They pay a person for this sin in this world. Va'akar comes on, the principle still stays in Olam Haba. It's not like they say, oh, you already got some kapara in this world, you can take it off, like other averis we do. Other averis we do, you get some kapara in this world, you know, it's going to lower the flames in the next world. For Lashon Hara, it doesn't work like that. Even though a person gets yisurim of punishment in this world, it doesn't take away from the principal punishment he's supposed to get in the next world.
So you can make tshuva on that?
You can make tshuva also.
But not to get in the next world, you know, that.
Tshuva helps for everything. Do tshuva on everything. It's all, you can do tshuva. It will help for everything. Even for Lashon Hara, you can do tshuva on everything. It's all referring to someone who's just speaking Lashon Hara, is not going to do tshuva, not trying to do tshuva. Tshuva helps for everything. For ish hach, now what about the other flip side? What about one who actually guards his mouth and doesn't speak, who muzzles his mouth and doesn't speak Lashon Hara? The ish hachos mit piv, someone who holds his mouth back, they muzzle their mouth, for speaking evil, bad things. Zaycha l'chayim, he's going to be merit in the next world. La'or ha'gadol l'tzadikim, to a light hidden for tzadikim. To a light hidden for tzadikim. But because of agra, b'shem yamedir shall call rega v'rega. And every second, shall adam chayis apiv, that a person closes their mouth. Zaycha la'or ha'gadol, he merits to a hidden light. She'in kol malach u'bari yachol l'shar. That no malach or creation can fathom. Even a malach can fathom that light. That's the gruff brings to the matter. For every second, a person closes their mouth, we want to say l'shonara. and we don't say it. And another second goes by, we don't say Lashon Hara. So every second we close our mouth, we're going to get a huge light that no malach or no creation could ever fathom. Okay, and therefore, Hizra Azan, David Malach, Hashem, David Malach warned us, Mia Isha Chavetz Chaim, who's the one who desires life, Ba'alam Abba, in the next world, the Lord is telling to see good in this world, the Tzara Lashon Hara, guard your tongue from evil. Okay.